Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. As usual, you know, Thursdays happen to be a really special show for me, and a lot of great things happen on Thursdays, so why not bring you a tremendous show tonight? The young lady that I have on tonight is truly taking the world by storm, and I can imagine the whirlwind behind her for herself is kind of hard to grasp sometimes because, you know, when you get successful, sometimes everybody just barrages you, and sometimes it's nice just to take a step back and have a moment to yourself and do a show where you can be yourself. And my platform is designed to do that. But the young lady I'm speaking about is a tremendous name in Bellator, and she's truly making a name for herself. And this opportunity that she has in front of her is probably one of the biggest in her career thus far. With that being said, Christina Warhorse Williams, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's always an honor. At least you're talking this time. The first show I had you on, it was like had to take a pry bar to get you to speak. But I understand that aspect of it is, you know, you're new to this, and well, at that time you were new to this. You know, I kind of want to take the show to a different aspect to begin with than you're used to. We'll start off on fighting a little bit, and then we'll just mix it in. You know, you go out, okay. You face Heather Hardy. You know, you're basically thrown under the bus. I'm going to say it. You know, you might not think that, and others might not think that, but I think you're kind of put out there to be, you know, allow Heather Hardy to be made into a superstar and this and that. But, you know, the cards didn't fall that way. And you made a name for yourself because of the ability, the tremendous talent that you had. Now that you sit back and you reflect on that fight, knowing that you got this new fight that we'll talk about in a minute, when you reflect back at that moment, how much growth have you seen in yourself, Christina?
I think I've seen a lot of growth as far as the confidence I have in myself as a fighter and just, like, in my ability. And I've seen, like, as far as with interviews and everything, I've seen a lot of growth in myself, but as a fighter, I have just come to believe in myself a lot more. I guess, and like it led me to get this really big opportunity that, like, I didn't ever think I was going to get. So,
well, it's true. You walk into Bellator, you make your debut, you're 0-1 in Bellator, and then you get this tremendous phone call. You know, and it's to face Emily Ducote, a fighter who just came off fighting for the championship and lost to Alima McFarlane. So in my eyes, she's perpetually ranked number one. Here you are, you made your debut against Heather Hardy. Now you're set to face the number one contender in your weight class. What does that mean to Christina Warhorse Williams, knowing that you went from debut, now you're stepping into a fight that can bring you all the avenues that you've worked so hard for?
It's huge. Like, it's nothing that I expected to happen, but I think that it's really going to show me even more who I am. No matter what happens, this fight is going to be really, really good for me. It's going to be she's vicious and tough, and like, I really respect her. So I think it's just such a huge opportunity.
Yeah. You know, when I look at the ability that you possess, it's tremendous. You know, the kicks, I watch your videos. I'm a fan of yours. I'm transparent. I'm not going to lie about that. You know, when I first started bringing you on, I was like, who is Christina Williams? But now I'm a fan. And, you know, like I said, I've watched you grow. I've watched you, you know, mature into this tremendous athlete. And you got this huge opportunity. But that isn't really the full side or the 360 of Christina Williams. You know, we're going to put the cage away just for a second and kind of talk about just things in life in general. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you get Mikhail on a horse not too long ago?
Yeah, I did. He's taken a couple lessons from me, and he's ridden a few times. He's pretty good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What is it like to be around somebody like Mikhail? Here you got Reese, and he can kill me for this later. I call him my garden gnome, you know, because he truly looks like a garden gnome to me, but he's my buddy, he's my brother. I would bleed for him. And then you've got Mikhail, this larger-than-life character that truly has a heart of gold. When you put the two together, what does it mean for you, Christina, to have that type of surroundings, you know, as far as management, and then you look at the gym aspect, you've even got a greater family. What does it mean to you, though, to have those two in your circle?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be here without them, and I'm really blessed to have both of them. They've been so supportive to me, and like they're both big characters, and they're both great, and like I enjoy hanging out with Mikhail the most, but yeah, he's a hilarious guy to be around.
Yeah,
but yeah, well, I'm just so blessed to have them both.
Mikhail's gonna kill me for this, but I seen this video that he like posted. It was either today or yesterday, and I guess it's, you know, he's driving this spotted car, and he pours a fifth of liquor in the gas tank. Is Mikhail really that larger than life persona on the daily grind, or is it just an aspect to him that he only shares on social media?
Oh, no, that's the way, I think that's the way that he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Always when I've been around. No, he's a great guy.
Right? You know, you look at what you do in life with the horses, and you get that time away from the octagon. You know, how hard is it for you to break away, you know, one from the other? And how much does that time on the ranch truly mean to you?
It means a lot. I have, like, during the winter, I don't have a lot of, like, riding lessons and stuff out there. So I've sort of been focusing a lot more on my training right now. But, I mean, I love being out there and working with the horses. I just haven't been doing quite as much with that right now. But they're still, like, both my two loves, like, fighting and my horses.
Yeah, that's kind of like my next question before I kind of throw my own two cents in there. When I was 17 years old, I had the opportunity to work the track. I actually took care of the paddock before the horses went out onto the track. And, you know, I never realized, for one thing, that they were so freaking huge. And, you know, I worked with Arabians, so, you know, and they're kind of temperamental. And the thing of it is trying to keep the paddock, you know, from getting dusty and keep it wet and moist, so the dust doesn't come up and bother the crowd or the horses. And then to put the racing gear on them, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a sissy when it comes to that, because those things were huge. They're mean. I've been kicked a few times. You know, you're not very big yourself. How is it that you are able to maintain that docile nature with the horses? Is it truly something that reflects from your heart to the horses, or is it your character?
I mean, it's kind of my character. That's just generally the way that I am as a person. I mean, I don't know, like, with my horses, I'm just sort of the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're not going to jump too much into contract crap, because you're going to get all that kind of crap on, you know, all the other shows that get thrown your way, because, you know, things leaked out yesterday. We were waiting to do this show, and things kind of got leaked out. And, you know, it's disappointing, but at the same time, it's great in certain aspects when, you know, you're looked at so deeply that people are just waiting at the slightest bit of information to share who you are. It shows how much of an impact you've made on this sport. Now, you look at the Heather Hardy fight. You go out there and you prove to the world you can fight. I mean, first and foremost, you prove that you're not a slouch. What does Christina Warhorse Williams take from that fight back to the gym and instill, you know, in her thoughts and in her daily regime, you know, knowing that, okay, now I've beaten a tremendous fighter. Do you feel like you've had to step up your training, or do you feel it's just a day in the office?
Oh, no, I definitely feel like I've had to step up my training. I think that I'm only going to fight better people. Not just like, as far as my grappling, I haven't shown that aspect of my game, and I want it to be the best it can be. I'm always pushing to get better, and I'm going to need to be a lot better, I think, for my coming fights.
You know, well, it goes to the old expression, you know, you rise to the occasion that you're put in. You know, I believe you did that against Heather Hardy. I think this fight with Emily Ducote will be a great fight for you, but I think you're going to rise to the occasion. You know, when you get all of this fame at once, and you get a lot thrown on you, and you get people that now are paying attention to you that never have, how hard has that for you been to kind of just maintain who Christina Williams is and not so much Warhorse?
I guess I just try. I guess I feel maybe a little bit more pressure to perform better and push myself harder because, like, I'm more noticed now. But as a person, I don't really feel like I've changed a lot, like, just from being noticed. I really want to stay who I am and not really let it change me too much. But it does make me push myself harder.
Now, I've watched your videos, and your speed is tremendous. Your kicks are tremendous. You know, like you said, you kind of keep some things off of, you know, social media because you don't want everybody to know you know, the 360 view of what you do in the gym, and I think that's smart. You know, but when you look at the aspect, would you say that you're, I guess, let me reword that. How would you consider yourself? Would you consider yourself more of a striker, a Muay Thai practitioner, a kickboxer, or would you just say that you're a 360 package, but the world hasn't seen all of it yet?
I definitely think I'm more of a kickboxer than I am a grappler, but not necessarily because I think one is better than the other. It's just the one I love better is striking, but I'm a good grappler too. I think I'm very confident in my grappling skills too, but I definitely love my kickboxing and Muay Thai better.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Muay Thai freak. I'm a traditionalist. A lot of people give me crap about that, but you know, there's something about Muay Thai that just, I don't know, you know, I've shot some of the greatest in Muay Thai, and I just love that fighters show each other respect before they face each other. Do you wish that was an opportunity that you had before you step into the cage with a fighter in the sport the way it is today? Do you wish that they would implement that Muay Thai aspect in the beginning of a fight? Do you think it would be more in good nature of the sport?
I definitely think that, yeah, I mean, it probably would. I really like that aspect of, I don't feel like there's near as much, you know, drama that goes on, and they really respect each other a lot more, just as fighters. And, like, I'm someone who likes to, like, keep drama and personal things, like, all the way out of my fighting, so I have all the respect for all of my opponents, so. But I really love that part about that.
Yeah. I think it's tremendous. And, you know, since the last time you were on, we had you on, I think, right after the Heather Hardy fight. You know, and we kind of brought it up a little bit earlier, you became an internet sensation, you became a superstar. Now the world is looking at Christina Warhorse Williams, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm chomping at the bit to see this fight too. I was ecstatic to see who your opponent was, but how hard was it for you to be able to transition from the humble girl on the ranch with her horses to being an internet sensation?
I mean, it's definitely different. And, like, it's still kind of weird to me. Like, I never really, like, I'm, like, that's, like, completely different from who I really am. I feel like it's just, like, a lot of hype. I mean, it's not, I feel like I probably earned that, but I feel like I got a lot of that just from facing Heather. And, you know, it's just sort of, you know, it's just kind of surreal still to me, I guess.
You know, one thing, and I know that's why you like my show, because, you know, we kind of talked about that, but what type of enlightenment truly brings joy to the heart of Christina Williams, whether it be in the cage or out of the cage? What truly makes you enlightened and happy and brings your day to a complete?
I mean, it's really like the people that I'm around, like my relationships with just like my teammates and my family and my friends. And like, that's pretty much what, like brings me joy. Like, if you took my fighting away, I would be upset and sad probably, but that's not what completes me. So it's not, I mean, it's not what gives me the most joy.
Yeah. You know, my friend, I know you're a very humble person, and that's why I love to interview you. But there's certain aspects that change and life goes on. If you look at it in a kind of a different outsider way of looking at it, you're creating and have started to create a legacy for yourself and for your family. What you're doing is you're setting the foundation for this legacy, not only in the fight world, but in your own life, away from the cage. What does it mean for you to create, you know, a legacy, or start to create a legacy for you and your family?
I mean, it means a lot. That's still really hard for me to grasp right now, I guess, but I mean, it's a pretty big deal to me, and I hope I can, you know, live up to it and stay humble in who I am. That's most important to me.
Yeah, you know, it's a tremendous aspect, and I love interviewing fighters like you that remain humble. You know, I got in this business 21 years ago, and my grandfather always told me, stay transparent, stay who you are. You know, don't change yourself because of anybody. And here I am 21 years later in a business that most don't last 3, 4, 5 years. And you do that by remaining humble and true to who you are. And you've done that in your life and in the sport. You know, when you look at Christina Williams, the young girl, did you ever fathom that someday you would be on a level or a different retrospect of life than you originally set out for?
No, not at all. I wouldn't have thought when I was young that I was going to be doing this at all, really.
Well, wow, it's kind of weird because, you know, I look at you and you don't really look like this devastating beast. I'm sorry. You just look like this, honestly, you're just a regular person that is just super chill and truly loves life and is down to earth. And then you step in the octagon and you get this beast. What allows Christina Williams to go from, and don't get mad at me for saying this, but from like a librarian aspect in life to this tremendous warrior once the cage door closes?
I don't know. When I get in there, I just feel like I can let go and nothing else matters, and it's somewhere that I can that I would just really express myself and give it my everything, I guess. It's like completely different from everything, like anything else that I do. Like when I step in there, I'm just ready to fight.
I'm just ready to do this, get it over with. You know, it catches me by surprise, and I'm going to ask you this question because it makes me wonder. You know, I've interviewed thousands and thousands of fighters in my lifetime, but what makes a young lady like yourself want to get punched in the face for a living?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it really doesn't bother me. You know, it really, like, it honestly doesn't. All like, I have a lot of fun, like, sparring with, like, the guys at the gym. They'll, like, they hit me pretty hard, and, like, I'll just laugh it off a lot. Like, I enjoy, like, doing it. I don't know. It's just a lot of fun for me.
Just a lot of fun. I love that. You know, I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Professor Jenna Bishop, a black belt out of Gracie Humada. You know, because different aspects of the sport, people don't realize there are several genres. She just happens to be a BJJ black belt and practitioner and professor. But she brought on my show that in certain aspects of the sport, as a woman, she felt that there was inequality and some injustice and not equality. Do you feel that you've ran into that type of situation, being that you're new to the sport, as far as the world is concerned?
Like as far as women?
Yeah, people not wanting to spar with you, people not wanting, you know, because I'll rephrase it. She said that when she goes into the gym, there's people that, you know, they don't want to roll with her, or they don't think that she has the talent, or they don't feel that she belongs in a gym. You know, some people, you know, as harsh as it sounds, some people in today's society still believe that it's a man-dominated sport, so therefore women shouldn't be in it. I've been fighting for the past 10 years to get the W removed from WMMA. So in that aspect, have you ever felt any complacency when you've stepped into the gym?
I have run into that a few times with a couple different people, but in general, I have a great gym that have been very supportive of me, but there's always a couple people that, like, oh, you're a girl, they don't really want to spar with you, or they don't want to roll with you, but a lot of guys will not want to roll with me, and they'll feel like they might hurt me or something, but once we start rolling, then they're like, oh, I don't have to worry about this at all. So it's just, like, some people take a little while to get around, and then others just they don't like it, but like I haven't had a lot of trouble with it, but there definitely are those people.
Yes. Now you set the face Emily Ducote, and you yourself said she's a tremendous fighter, and that's one thing I like about your humble nature is you give other fighters credit, and I think that's what the sport should be about, as we talked about earlier. If you know, there's a lot of people that have never heard you on my show as my show went into syndication. And remember I got to plug it. But if you're on iHeartRadio, the more downloads, the more the show plays. So do that, because Christina Warhorse Williams is a tremendous athlete, and it's going to be a household name here shortly. Well, let me get back to my show. Usually I would take a commercial break, but I don't want to do that with you. You know, Christina, if you had to write on a piece of paper to be, you know, for that piece of paper to be put in a time capsule, you know, and opened up, let's say, 10, 15 years from now, if you had to put on that piece of paper what your thoughts about the sport and life are in general, or just a thought that you want people to remember you by when that time capsule is open, what would that statement be, my friend?
Like to say to myself, I would probably just try to put a reminder of why I started, like, because it's about doing what I love, and it's not about anything else. I guess getting famous or like getting to the top or anything, but to remind myself that why I'm doing it.
Yes. Now this fight with Emily Ducote is obviously the biggest fight of your career thus far. It's a major stepping stone for you moving forward. You know, and I know you're a warrior that doesn't like to look past your opponent, doesn't like to look through your opponent. You know, what does this night mean to Christina Warhorse Williams to walk out for the second time in Bellator and face the number one ranked opponent in your weight class?
I think it means that it means a lot to me as far as my fighting and proving to myself that I can fight at that level, because Emily is at a very high level, and I think it's like just fighting her is going to tell me so much about who I am, and that's a big part of what it means to me.
You know, when you look at life, it's complicated, especially growing up in these times. You know, life is truly, I tell you, you know, on the internet, you know, I do a weekly talk show on Wednesday about things in society that irk me. And, you know, I'm 51 years old, and I watch a lot of, you know, things that I probably shouldn't have, because they make me look at society different. But, you know, the other day I watched this video of these little girls talking about empowerment, and they were like 6 to 9 years old, and they were dropping F-bombs and, you know, saying, "Men, don't look at me like this," you know, and different aspects. When you look at the way society is for you today, how hard is it for you to maintain those old school ethics that you have being in a world that is truly savage?
It's fairly hard. I mean, I try to stay true to like my faith and who I am, and the things I want to be a good role model for other girls that are in the sport. And you know, I think it'd be great for them to see someone who really isn't like that can do the sport too, so you can have like good ethics and just stay true to your faith and who you are, and like still do everything that you want.
Amen to that. You know, Bellator Nation is huge, and you know, some would say that Bellator MMA is pretty much even taking over from the UFC. You know, and like I stated earlier, I have a lot of new listeners on my show. If you had to make a statement about Christina Warhorse Williams, the fighter, to my listeners and to your fans, what would that statement be?
Well, I hope that I am a humble fighter who inspires them to do better, and like I'm going to fight my heart out no matter what, like any fight that I'm in. So I'll be ready for war when I get to Bellator.
Most definitely. You were ready for war last time. You brought the war. You know, it was, I still look at that fight. You know, there's two fights that really in the past couple years that have truly caught my attention, and I love it. And you guys actually are both under the same management company. You know, one being Chris Harris against Julian Marquez. To me, that was truly one of the greatest fights I've seen yet to date, you know, whether in the UFC or any other promotion. Then I look at your fight with Heather Hardy. It was a fight that was I guess you might say you dominated. But, you know, you take that, you learn from it, and you grow. And that's what life is about. And you know, you've got the opportunity that a lot of people in the sport would die for. When you sit back and you get that moment of reflection, you get that self-thought, or just when you're sitting by yourself, you reflect upon things, what truly has meant the most to you thus far in your career?
I mean, as far as what's meant most to me is the support that I've gotten just to do this. Like, I never thought that I was going to be there, but I could definitely wouldn't be there without all of my, well, all the support that I have with my coaches and management company. But, like, I wouldn't think that I would be there at all just thinking about it.
Right. I like that because I'm the same way. You know, people pay me credit, and I'm kind of like, you know, whatever. But, you know, after the Heather Hardy fight, you go back to the gym, and you now have a name. You've created this media hype and buzz. What does it take between a fighter, because a lot of people don't know this, but what do you go back to the gym and discuss, and don't do it in detail, but with your trainers, the people that help manage you, the people that help created you, where do you pick up from there and move forward? Is it a normal day at the office, or do we say, you know, okay, you did this, now we've got to step it up a notch, and then they reset a whole new game plan for you? What transpired after the Heather Hardy fight in that aspect?
Yeah, I mean, it is sort of like, it's not just going back to the same thing. I really have to, like, they want to change my game up and make a new game plan and, like, help me evolve as a fighter.
Yes. Now, when you look at things, you know, and you go back home, what does your family think of all the success that you've had thus far?
I mean, they're very happy for me. They've all been super supportive of me, but yeah, they're excited for me, and they've given me all the support. That's why I'm there too. But yeah, they're super happy for me.
Yeah, I would be too. And now you get this fight in your own backyard. You know, advantage, disadvantage for you, Christina?
I think both in a little way, because there's going to be so many people I know that are coming. So it's going to be like I don't want to disappoint them, like, because, you know, they mean a lot to me. But so that may put a little more pressure on me. But it also, I also have all my friends here that are backing me up and supporting me. So I kind of think it evens itself out a little bit.
You know, I asked Daniel Cormier this question. Of course, he's a world champion, but I feel it relevant to ask you. You take the fans away, you take any belt that you could possibly get away, you take away all those aspects of it. What truly has Christina Williams wanting to step up in that cage time and time again?
It's just competitiveness. I just want to see what I can do, and I love fighting and challenging myself. So, I mean, I never set out to, when I first started fighting, do that. It was just to challenge myself to see how I could grow and how much better I could be and where I'm at.
Yeah. You know, I kind of want to take a step away from the cage, but in a way, this question probably could lead back to it. Because, you know, I want to ask you what truly brings joy to you in your life. I know it's your horses in certain aspects, but when you sit back, and what really makes you feel complete? What makes you feel whole, whether, you know, it be in life or the cage? Because it is kind of an open-ended question.
Yeah, I think that first, like, my faith as a Christian, that is like a huge part of what makes me feel whole. But then, like, with that, that's at the first for me, and then my family and my friends, and then everything else is secondary to that. And, like, I don't think that I would be, like, nearly as confident when I do my fighting if I didn't have all this set before. So I am very confident that if something happens, that that's not going to be the end of it. It's not going to upset me too much, but that's not what completes me.
Yeah. You know, even though you're nervous in media and you are getting a lot better at it, my friend. But even though you're nervous in doing shows like this and other aspects of what happens when you grow as fast as you have, when you sit back and you think about things, you know, where do you feel that if you walk, well, I guess the best way to say it is, if you walked away from the sport today, will you feel like you've accomplished what you set out to do in the beginning?
I probably would feel like I didn't push myself as far as I could have if I walked away right now. I'd probably be a little disappointed with myself, just not seeing where I could go.
Well, see, this is where the open-ended question comes, because now, you know, I'm going to ask you, you know, you've already said you'd be disappointed in yourself. You know, when you look at yourself now and you see what you've accomplished, how much more do you feel that you will bring to the sport? Because you're changing the sport in so many ways. You've brought that underdog mentality to the sport. You've shown to the world that don't count me out unless you've seen me fight, and you've proven that time and time again. Now here you're on the world stage. You're set to face Emily Ducote. What do you feel in the heart of Christina Warhorse Williams going into this fight? Do you feel that it's forever going to change the mentality, the thought, or the ability for the better moving forward in life?
Yeah, I think it will. It will change my mentality. Hopefully that it's going to give me more determination whether I win, which I am confident that I can, or if I lose. But I think it'll give me even more determination to better myself. But I definitely think that it will change me, and I hope it's with more determination to get better either way.
Well, you know, my friend, I think I might have told you this before, but if I could teach you one thing, and if you ever listen to me ever in life on one thing, you can never have a loss, okay? And you're probably going, what the hell is this guy talking about? But anybody that steps up on the mat, in a cage or in a ring, you can never lose. It's always a lesson, because what you're already doing to begin with is more than the average person does. You know, you're a true warrior. And whenever you go out and you give your best and you give it 110%, that can never be a loss. Am I correct?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, James Krause is very profound in certain aspects. And that was one analogy that he used that has just totally stuck with me, because it truly is a lesson. And, you know, I look at this fight ahead of you, and it truly is the biggest stone in the path you've created, thus far. And it's going to be a truly memorable night, either way it goes, however, you know, the outcome is. You know, getting to this moment, I mean, how do you feel as a warrior? Do you feel that you truly have found your stride and are really making the effort in your life to truly find that niche, to find perfection in yourself as a warrior? Do you see where you need to progress, or is it the others around you that help you divulge and get to that level?
I think it's kind of both. I see a lot of areas that I need to progress still as a professional athlete. And there, it's still kind of new to me to be at this level of training and like be that way. So it's a lot of help from other people and myself to help me progress.
Yes, I like that. Just promise me, no caveman Rick will walk out, please. No, I'm just giving you a bad time.
No.
You know, have you come riding out on a horse or something? That would be kind of dope, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I think my manager suggested that once, but no.
She said, no, I'm not game for that. That would be kind of cool. I mean, sit back and think about it. Come out dressed in a native headdress on a horse, you know, being that it is
yeah.
Oklahoma, you know. But, you know, I love having you on the show because you're true to nature. You love life. What is it about the teachings, the learnings that you've gotten from others that has you so full of humility, integrity, but yet willing to give back and wanting to give back to kids and others in all different aspects of life?
I think it's just a part of my faith and like my upbringing, like what the people I've been around have taught me. Just like I want to do the best I can and give back. I've been given a lot and been blessed with a lot, so I just want to be a blessing to other people and hopefully make the people that have helped me proud.
You know, in certain ways, you remind me of another professional fighter, Miranda Maverick. You know, is 110% Christian and absolutely has no problem speaking about it. What does religion mean to you, Christina, and how does it help you through your day, through a fight, or just through life in general?
Oh, like my faith, it's just I guess it means that I just have a foundation that I can return to no matter what, and I truly believe that God is always with me and that I'm saved by Jesus Christ and like I don't have anything to worry about. So like it allows me to have a lot of freedom, I think, and just go out and do it, like try to like honor God with my life, but also have the freedom to, you know, do things for others and help them too.
I love that. You know, it's people like you that inspire me, because like we kind of talked about earlier, you know, I'm 51 and I used to talk about the good old days, and then I realized that you fighters that I interview now will never know what the good old days are, you know. And it saddened me because you get this entitlement generation, you get these people that, you know, want to create havoc and this and that, but then I get a fighter like you that truly reinvigorates my faith in the younger generation. How much of your family, I mean, how much has your family put in that aspect of you and building of you and allowing you to be who you are and not allow others to hinder you or guide you in the wrong direction?
I mean, I think my family's played a big part in it, just like through my growing up, but I think that my desire to just like honor God with my life is just letting to stay who I am and not like I've experienced a lot of things, and it's just, I mean, that's basically what keeps me who I am, I think.
Yeah. You know, you're new to the sport. You're new to a lot of my listeners, because I think I've only had you on, this is the third time now, I believe. If there was something about Christina Williams that nobody knows yet, that you've kind of kept to yourself, but now that you're on this new field, this new level, what is there one thing that Christina Williams will divulge about what she takes away from life, what she loves about life, or just something that nobody knows? What would that be?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
I got to put you on the spot.
I know. That's a hard one.
Well, let's just change it up. You know, when you get that time away from all aspects of the superstardom, because I know you don't like it, you know, what do you like to do to relax, to unwind, and to feel like yourself and just enjoy the moment?
I mean, I like cooking a lot, actually. Like, it's something that I've always really enjoyed. That's one of my go-tos. I like to relax when I like to relaxes, just cook something good.
Now I know why Mikhail is your man. That guy eats more than anybody I know.
True.
That guy's a character, you know. He's going to kill me for this, but, you know, I won't say the meaning behind it because we're going to be wrapping things up here shortly. But, you know, just next time you see him, just say, "What's up, Snowflake?" And watch the expression on his
oh,
face.
Oh, yeah, I know what that'll be.
I love it. You know, Christina, it truly is an honor for me to have you on my show each and every time. You know, I know MMA Junkie and, you know, MMA Weekly and all these other people are going to be attacking you here shortly if they aren't already. You know, for you to come on my show, you know, right after this drops, it truly is an honor for me. Because when I got into this business, I wanted to share, truly, honestly, to be quite honest with you, I didn't want to share champions and legends and people that I wanted to share people that were coming up in the sport, people that were making a name for themselves because they truly are the most passionate. And I see that passion in you, and you see it through family, through religion, through your horses, and through your love for the sport. You know, it's always an honor to have you on because what you bring to the sport is something that has been lacking for a long time. You know, you go back to 194, and I know to my listeners I harp about this all the time, but you go back to when Conor McGregor kind of changed it from the sport ethic, you know, aspect to the entertainment aspect. But you,
yeah,
my friend, you're bringing humility back to the sport. How good of a feeling is that to you, knowing that, you know, people like myself that were losing interest in the sport, you've reinstilled our faith through your abilities, through your humility, and what you bring to the cage in the sport.
I mean, that means a lot to me, and I hope I can continue to be that way. But yeah, that's what means most to me is mutual respect and like not kind of making a show out of it. It's about fighting for me and getting better.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to cook one time for all of us so we can taste your cookies that you bragged about it.
You know, that was great. I just said I like to do it.
You know, it's been so much fun having you on, and I know you don't like to talk crap, and I know it's not in your nature, but if you had to make a statement for what the fans can expect come Bellator 195 against Emily Ducote, what would that statement be, my friend?
Well, they're going to expect war, and it's going to be probably a different aspect of my game they haven't seen yet, so I think it'll be really exciting.
You know, I got to tell you, your kicking ability from when I first started watching you to now is truly gotten profound. I wouldn't step in the cage with you. I'd be scared shitless, to be quite honest with you. You know, but it's kind of cool when you see the Christina Warhorse Williams story because you go from being an amateur to your debut to internet sensation, superstardom. Now you get an opportunity of a lifetime. And I know that sometimes people overlook things and don't respect them as much as they do, but I know that's different with you. So what does this night truly, truly mean to not Christina Warhorse Williams, but just to Christina Williams?
I mean, it's huge to me. It's not somewhere I ever expected to be, and like I feel like I just have a really great opportunity in front of me, and like I feel really blessed to have it, but I feel really determined to do my best.
And I believe you will. You know, we'll get to your sponsors and social media in a second here, but if I could get you to paraphrase a statement to the people that have believed in you, the people that have backed you, the people that have helped you along your way to get to this point in life. What would that statement of thanks be, Christina?
Basically, I'm so thankful for everyone and all the support and love you've given me, and like I wouldn't be here without you at all, and I never, like, no matter what happens, like, you're the reason I get anywhere. So,
well said from a true warrior and, you know, a person that I respect in life. You know, not only are you devastating in the cage, but your heart is just, you know, compassionate outside of the cage with, you know, teaching others about life and sharing your religion and your thoughts and who you are. And, my friend, that makes you a complete person in my eyes and a tremendous warrior and aspect in life. You know, at this point in time, I'd like to truly thank you for giving me this opportunity to share you know, with my listeners, with the world, with your fans. I hope to have you on again. You know, you truly are an amazing fighter and an amazing guest. And I just want to thank you for allowing me this privilege to share you with my listeners. It really means a lot to me, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, too.
Well, you're awesome, you know, and I will be in your corner no matter what, you know, and I'll see you down in Thackerville. But at this point in time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand the microphone to you. If there's any friends, family, sponsors, social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to thank my teammates at my gym, at American Elite MMA, and TKO Management, and Vintage Warrior, just Mikhail and Reese. Thanks, Mike, for all your support, and it's so great. I guess all my family and friends, I love you guys, and thank you so much. And then also, just check out my Facebook page at Christina Warhorse Williams and my Instagram at Warhorse MMA.
Most definitely. You know, Christina, as always, I wish you the best of luck. I hope your hand gets raised because you truly are redefining, you know, everyone's thoughts when it comes to how they perceive and look at a warrior. You truly are a warrior in your heart. The passion truly shows. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend. You're reinvigorating the sport in my eyes and the eyes of many, and you're changing the aspect, and you truly have left a profound mark on me. I wish you the best of luck in your fight with Emily Ducote. I can't wait for this. It's truly going to be fireworks, my friend. But on that note, I want to thank you once again for joining my show, sharing yourself with my listeners, and remember to call Mikhail Snowflake and see what he says. But on that note,
<All right. laughs>
thank you so much for joining the show tonight. You have a blessed evening, and God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Christina Warhorse Williams. I mean, think about it. You go from being an amateur to getting your pro debut against somebody that they really predicted her to lose, and she went out and she beat Heather Hardy in devastating fashion. Now she's set to fight Emily Ducote, who's been on a trail of destruction, you know, up to her fight with Alima McFarlane, and she came up short against Alima, and Alima came out the champion. But now Christina gets her second opportunity in the Bellator cage, and it's against a tremendous warrior. Trust me, this Bellator, you are not going to want to miss. You know, especially the card is stacked, but you're not going to want to miss this fight, most pertinently, because, you know, you might look at Christina and think that, you know, hey, she's just, you know, the librarian-looking girl, that, and I hate to put it that way, but once she steps inside that cage and the door is locked, throw everything out the window because it all changes. She truly is an asset to the sport, and she truly is a very passionate warrior. I want to thank Reese Wisovich and Mikhail from TKO Sports Management and Vintage Warrior and all that. They got a bunch of conglomerations going down there. You know, these guys believe in me. They believe in my show. And I couldn't be more honored for them to give me their fighters each and every time on my show. Every one of their fighters shows nothing but great humility. So for your promotion, look out for TKO Sports Management. Pull their fighters because they truly are changing the way the sport is perceived. And it's a management company that wants nothing but true and incredible fighters to respect their name. And I believe they found a niche in that. And I back them 1,000% because the sport needs management companies like this. On that note, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, for making this show happen. Without you, brother, it wouldn't be here. The86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. Man, that's my family. United Way Merced. You know, with those types of sponsors, you can't be nothing but blessed. On that note, we're going to take a quick little commercial break on the way out. Thank you for joining me. It's been a tremendous night. Thank you, Christina Williams, for the honor, and TKO Sports Management and Bellator MMA. You truly are changing the sport for the better. On that note, good night and God bless.
What up, it's your boy Slone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hat. At a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out.
What's happening? It's your boy Big Sloan, aka Sloan Bone in the building. And I brought my homies with me, man. My nigga Corrupt from the DC.
Plaques out. This is the type of shit that for women with tats out. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Rest in peace, Nate, Digo, Double G, we own one.
Smoke weed every day, put the drinks in the air. Toast to the good life, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're feeling like we're feeling, put the hands in the sky. Have another round with us, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I see the women stand when I slide down pine in the 550 heavy bread.